This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Democrats are not happy about the Arizona Supreme Court decision to uphold a near total ban on abortion in that state. The case involved a law from 1864, back when Arizona was still a U.S. territory.
I am calling on the legislature to do the right thing right now and repeal this 1864 ban.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, Biden administration officials are also speaking out against the Arizona High Court's decision. The Deep South and sections of the Mississippi Valley dealing with severe weather this week. Forecasters predicted intense thunderstorms will sweep through from eastern Texas to the southeast coast through Thursday, bringing damaging winds, hail, flooding, and potential tornadoes. Flood warnings are issued for areas of Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Early Wednesday, there were some scattered tornado warnings posted. House Republicans are delaying plans of sending articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over to the U.S. Senate. GOP lawmakers in that chamber say they want to wait until next week to receive two articles against Mayorkas.
Until Monday, to at least give us a full week. We'll see if Senator Schumer honors the extra time.
Republicans in the Senate are hoping to build support to block an expected motion from Democrats there to dismiss a trial. And President Biden unveiling his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability of child care and senior care. Speaking in D.C. Tuesday, Biden emphasized the current cost of care is excessively high, while the compensation for care workers remains inadequate.
Care workers and caregivers are critical to our families and to the entire economy. That's why, as a candidate, as president, I was determined to turn things around.
This includes measures such as expanding paid family leave, reducing child care expenses, and extending the child care tax credit. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
While sitting in the hot seat on Capitol Hill, the U.S. Secretary of Defense said there is no genocide in Gaza. USA's John Schaefer has more.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing Tuesday that there is no evidence supporting the claim that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza.
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created.
So that's a no. Israel's not committing genocide in Gaza.
We don't have evidence of that, to my knowledge. Yeah.
Despite repeated interruptions by protesters urging an end to U.S. support for Israel, Austin maintained his position. He also refrained from labeling Hamas's October terrorist attack on Israel as genocide, though he did classify it as a war crime.
The assistant principal at a Virginia elementary school where a six-year-old shot his teacher is facing eight counts of felony child abuse and disregard for life. Ebony Parker worked at Richneck Elementary in Newport News January 2023 when Abigail Zwerner was shot. Zwerner sued Parker last April, claiming Parker was warned several times that the boy was acting violently. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he's concerned about a series of random attacks sucker-punching women.
These random acts of violence, as small as they are traumatizing New Yorkers, and we must continue to zero in on them.
At least one suspect still at large, one woman attacked, suffering critical injuries. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy hump day. It is Wednesday. Good to have you with us. Post-Easter, post-solar eclipse, post the NCAA basketball games, and here we are. Screaming to an election that's, again, we come to elections that seem to be always the most critical of ever, but, the very soul of America is hanging in the balance, okay? It is on the ballot, no doubt, and you have to decide going forward, what kind of America do you want? Because the Democratic Party and Joe Biden is presenting a Democratic Republic. They've obliterated the term. They talk about democracy. They don't mean democracy. It really is origination. You got to pull back the all the hidden chambers and the veils that they've used to kind of camouflage what they're doing. It's Marxist. It's just flat out Marxist. And this is being done and perpetrated by one party. I know it sounds partisan, and you've heard me say all morning long, I resist that. I don't like that because I think that we need to. But what happens is when you move outside of the greater good, and you're no longer fighting for American values, and you're fighting more for a party than American values, then it does become partisan, and you got to call it out for what it is. Scott Powell is with us right now. He is the author of Rediscovering America, a member of the Committee on the Present Danger of China, and a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. Scott, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Bill. Great to be with you. Very well said, Bill. I agree with everything you said.
Well, it is that dangerous, right? Yep. And it's that clear.
I'd add to it, Marxism, people think about, the Soviet model or the Chinese model, it incorporates those, but the essence of it is elite rule. Marxism will always evolve to a dictatorship of a very few people. Oftentimes it's a dictatorship of one that you have. In China with Xi Jinping, I mean, he is in charge, and if you don't go along with him, you're eliminated, you're killed, you're not just marginalized.
Almost not a whole lot different than what's happening here in America. Biden says Trump's going to be a dictator day one. I mean, it was metaphorically speaking. He was talking about, by executive order and reversing these things. He wasn't talking about, where has there ever been any demonstration in the 4 years that he was president that he would, that would give you any indication that he's a dictator at all?
He actually was fairly restrained given what he faced. I mean, he felt faced constant unconstitutional persecution. I was really quite surprised sometimes that he handled it as well as he did, and he kept going. He kept persisting in the American values that he believed in, which turns out, you know, to have accomplished some significant improvement in the lives of the American people.
Well, he kept his eye on the goal, Scott.
Yeah,
see, he could have been distracted. He could have gone down these rabbit holes and been fighting all these people and the resistance that they were, and he was picking and choosing his battles that served the best interests of the American people.
Absolutely. You know, I think we always have to differentiate between form and substance. And sometimes the form can bother us, the form of a personality type. I mean, Donald Trump is a, you know, he's a commercial, successful commercial real estate entrepreneur in the toughest market in maybe the world, but certainly in America. That's New York. He had a certain, you know, to be successful, he developed a certain personality type. Most of us are unfamiliar with that, so we kind of look at him a little bit differently. But the fact is that it's the substance of Trump that matters, and what did he do to help people? The man actually, you know, has capacity for empathy for people in need. I mean, look at his targets. I mean, he targets for helping. I mean, he made the veterans a big issue. He made the police a big issue. The police are under fire. He came to their defense. I mean, the man is remarkable.
Those that were unemployed, look what he did with job creation in his first year. I mean, Barack Obama said, hey, look at, I mean, he was like Jimmy Carter, you know, he was black Jimmy Carter. He was very, you know, uninspiring at the end. Yes, very charming. I get that. But when it came to any kind of inspiration about building us up, it was like, well, I guess those shovel-ready jobs weren't so shovel-ready. And he just wasted a lot of the American people's money. He invests, $500 million into Solyndra and then allows the Chinese to come in and undermine that investment. I mean, this is what people that don't know about business, this is what they do. You know, stupid people do stupid things. And Barack Obama, he may be smart in certain areas, but when it came to business, he didn't. My mother had a word for it. I can't repeat it, but he just didn't know, and I'll let you figure it out for yourself, because she was very direct. She would call it out for what it is and just says, you know, he didn't know, you know, from Shinola, okay? So I'll let you figure out the rest. That was my mother.
Now, it may be that, I mean, I believe God's hand is in everything, and God allows certain things to happen, and God raises up people for the, you know, for the time and circumstances. And in many ways, Donald Trump is the right guy for the times in which we live, not the least of which is the fact that our country faces the need for a financial restructuring, and it may have to go through a semi-bankruptcy. I mean, we're headed in that direction now with $34.5 trillion in national debt. That's growing by $1 trillion every day, every 100 days. So every 100 days, that national debt grows by $1 trillion. And we're in an unsustainable trajectory, and
you're exactly right, Scott, because, you see, all these sacred cows heretofore, they're so established that it does require an outside agency to come in and say, you know, just like in any kind of bankruptcy that would take place in businesses or in a personal situation, you have people just look at it and just say, hey, you know what? You just can't afford this. I know your heart, you want to be able to do it. You just can't do it anymore. So we got to get rid of it. We got to start cutting and doing things that the Congress does not have the intestinal fortitude to take on and handle. And maybe that's somehow there has to be some sort of outside agency that can come in and cut and eliminate. I mean, during the Trump administration, there were 17 duplicative agency overlaps. Okay, how much money was being wasted just in that alone? How many billions of dollars were being, you know, flushed down the toilet? And the way the bureaucracy goes, they look at it every 10 years. We're talking trillions of dollars that have been wasted. And, you know, this is nuts. This is not the way to run a railroad.
No, it's not.
But anyway, you're calling.
There are two ways of getting back to a healthy economy. One is cutting government spending, and the second is doing things that can generate economic growth. Those are the two things, and we've got to do a lot of cutting, but we also have to, you know, get the government out of the way and allow the private sector to do what it does best, which is to allocate resources, employ people, and create wealth, create profitability and wealth. So,
well, the very thing that our founding fathers warned us about, Scott, is exactly what's happening, to your exact point. And this has to be corrected. Look, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Scott Powell on the other side. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablet, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for four lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with four lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are once again living George Orwell's famous book 1984, the saying, who controls the past controls the future, who controls the present controls the past. Our entire narrative, the history of this country, all being driven by leftists that have a purpose in mind. This is not being done by accident. This is clearly by design, to where they are doing everything they can to capture the masses, Scott Powell, in order to put us under their thumb, as the Rolling Stones would say, right?
Yes, absolutely. You notice the disparity in wealth in America is at a record high. We have, you know, we have more rich people than, you know, and the level of wealth is extraordinarily high relative to the average American people. It's gotten worse and worse.
How many billionaires have been created since Joe Biden?
You know, that's a very good question.
I've heard 500, something like this. I don't know, some number like that. Some 500 new billionaires.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like anything else, when you look at one, you have to look at the counter opposing balance then. How many people have gone into poverty as a result of this administration and the policies of Joe Biden? It's overwhelming.
And so
then Joe Biden, he's on the campaign trail. What is he doing? So he is scratching the itch of these people who are in pain, the very people that he put into pain, and he's offering government subsidies and plans, tuition forgiveness and all this, and, you know, vote for Joe, you know, I've done such a great job for you. And then you got the spinmeisters of the mainstream media that are, you know, in the words of Orwell, controlling the narrative. And really rewriting history and confusing people. Go ahead.
Yeah, but Bill, the hope is, and I think what's really been happening, if there's one thing that Trump accomplished in this area in his 4 years, was that he discredited the mainstream media. He never missed an opportunity to call out the mainstream media as being fake. So the viewership of the mainstream media has gone down and down and down, and more people are turning to alternatives. So I think what we have to be concerned with going forward is some kind of master plan that this so-called deep state, democratic deep state, has to shut down the communication network through of the internet, and prevent people.
Truth. Either that, Scott, or by the grace of God, and this is going to have to be by God's hand, the way I see it, because the left has so much control. Like you say, social media, all these media outlets, they have control it, and they know how to throttle it down. I've been canceled, you've been canceled, we've all been canceled. All God's children have been canceled.
Yeah,
we get that.
Yeah.
So, but the deal is that there needs to be that opportunity to where truth can, you know, break through, and that, you know, that it's so overwhelming that Zuckerberg and Google and others, you know, cannot stop us, you know, from, you know, continuing to exercise our First Amendment right. And that's what we need to stand for and do it. And dare I say, do it to the death, because this is what's hanging in the balance, you know, for this next generation. You know, what kind of America are we going to turn over? Because we know that there's something real wrong about this country. And we're looking for leadership, good leadership. What they will always do, Scott, is they will look at, you know, what's going on with an institution, a business, for example, and say, okay, let's look back in the history of the company. When were you doing good? What were you doing? Okay, these were the years. What were you doing in order to promote good things to happen? Okay, when did you start going bad? So they do an analysis and find out, oh, okay, I see. Here, you made the wrong turn here in 1983, and we need to correct that. And this is what needs to happen. And you address this in your new column, and what has to happen, because when you, in a sense, declare bankruptcy on an institution, it gives you the opportunity to get some relief and breathe and be able to look at what's going on more objectively, so that you can, you know, reconstruct your economic plan to where it produces the kind of fruit that you want it to produce, right?
Absolutely.
Pretty basic. It's not brain surgery, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. But there really isn't probably a better leader, particularly a better political leader now. And Trump shows that he has political abilities. That is for sure.
Right.
He's been quite a remarkable political leader with no prior training, I might add.
Right.
You know, he's he wasn't a professional politician, but he can navigate this upcoming environment better than anyone else I can envision, and maybe that certain things are cut, shut off. In other words, some government functions are just simply stopped, and others, would continue to be funded, so that it could be sort of a hybrid. I won't call it a bankruptcy, but a restructuring that would have an immediate effect to stop the bleeding and yet continue our country's primary function. So defense, defense, servicing the debt is important.
Right.
You know, as soon as we would fail to service our debt, it's over. I mean, the dollar would collapse.
But Scott, to me, the value of Donald Trump was this guy's a true chief executive officer. Okay.
Yes.
America has been crying out for that. We thought maybe with Ross Perot there, because he made so much sense business wise. You know, wow, this makes a lot of sense. But he didn't have the political chops. Trump is a smart enough guy. He'd been around politics most of his business life, so he had an idea. But from business, the acumen of business that he had was so brilliant that he was able to affect a lot of change and a lot of positive things on behalf of America, the forgotten man and woman, because he's a business guy, and it's pretty academic. And to your point, one of the things that they looked at is in looking at these bureaucracies and these different government outlets and that, they discovered that there were 17 agencies that overlapped. So they could be easily, reconstructed, cut back, and there would be no loss. We would be operating more efficiently just in those 17 agencies alone. And so you got to know if that is indicative of our government and its operation in these 17 agencies. There's other agencies. I mean, because this is a disease, in a sense, a bureaucratic pandemic that's
it
been
really
allowed
is.
To go unchecked. And this is why
really
we're $34 trillion in debt. But you've got to be
Absolutely.
Focused on it. In the same way, like when Donald Trump came in, one of the first things everybody told me, one of the first things that he would say when he would check with people, he'd go, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? Well, you got to know, as a CEO, when you're the CEO and you're telling your constituents or the people that work for you, you're letting them know what's the most important thing, because every day you're going to be asked, how are you doing with jobs? And even though, he made it priority for everybody in his administration during that period of time, the most important thing you can do is jobs, right? And so guess what happened? Jobs started to increase. He started creating jobs. Things were happening. People were happy. They were getting back to work and being productive. This is what a chief executive officer does, and one that we don't have. And that's the clear difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Absolutely. I'd like to tell your audience, who struggle with understanding, we're bombarded with this attack on Donald Trump that he's, he's a criminal, that he has all these cases against him. Unprecedented. This is unprecedented in American history. And I will simply tell everyone that you can know Donald Trump is the right guy because they want to destroy him.
Exactly.
They want to destroy him. And they're doing everything possible to do that. So that is the clearest indicator that he's the right guy. And the reason they want to destroy him is that Donald Trump is going to restore equal justice under the law. People will have to pay a penalty if they violated the Constitution or committed sedition or treason, as some of them have.
Yes.
And they are scared to death. So they are pulling out all the stops to destroy this man. And we, the people, have got to stand behind him.
Well, Scott Powell, thank you so much. He's the author and member of the Committee on This Present Danger, China, senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Check out his new column at townhall.com.
The IBM Sustainability Accelerator is a pro bono social impact program that applies IBM technologies such as hybrid cloud and IBM Watson XAI and an ecosystem of experts to enhance and scale nonprofit and government organization initiatives, helping populations especially vulnerable to environmental threats, including climate change, extreme weather, and pollution. IBM will select five participating organizations to form the Resilient Cities Cohort, applying technologies like AI through projects that aim to support urban populations and make cities more resilient, safe, and sustainable in the long term. Justina Nixon-Santil, IBM Vice President and Chief Impact Officer.
After 3 years working to improve lives and uplift vulnerable communities around the world, we're proud to recognize the success of the IBM Sustainability Accelerator by enhancing both our impact and our investment in the program.
IBM has committed to invest $45 million worth of in-kind donations of technology and services over the next 5 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator Program, increasing investment in the program by 50%. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. The Arizona Supreme Court's upholding an abortion ban that dates back to the Civil War. Governor Katie Hobbs criticized the previous 2022 ban, stating that enforcing the old law would only add more chaos for women and doctors in her state. Hobbs asking her state legislature to repeal the old law. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, receiving the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter.
It is the sentence of this court, Ms. Crumbly, that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
The couple, convicted separately, faced charges related to their son's 2021 shooting rampage, killing four of his classmates north of Detroit. The work continues 24/7 to clear debris from the catastrophic collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. U.S. Coast Guard officials say a priority is still finding three remaining bodies of construction workers who were killed in the disaster. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Michelle Exner is with us. She is the senior advisor at Parents Defending Education. And ready or not, this is an incredible story that we're going to be talking about. You got a concerned parent that provided Parents Defending Education with audio recordings of a professional development training, which was held by Summit School District in Colorado, where the superintendent, Tony Bird, there claimed that he is drained from privileged white people and that white people reaching out to him sucks the soul from him. Michelle, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm good. And just laughing at you summarizing this insane story from the superintendent at the Summit School District in Colorado. Just insane that he, and by the way, I think it's important for your listeners to know that not that this should matter, because this racist type of racist comments should never be made, particularly when it comes to schools, but this school district is about 56% white. And so now you have the superintendent in charge of overseeing hundreds of students in this school district, and he's essentially disparaging these families and students. It's quite frankly disgusting.
Well, it's quite an indictment on where that community is right now, that somebody could say this in such a way and basically go unchecked. I mean, were the people just shocked that they heard this, or they just said, oh, well, you know, that's the vernacular of the day, so it's all acceptable to make these kind of racist statements?
Yeah, certainly someone was upset about it, because that's how we got the tip from an anonymous person who got this feedback and this audio, and so he was forced yesterday. He was forced to apologize, but it's almost like a non-apology. Like, he had to address these comments because now he's been exposed, right? Because this happened back in January, And right. So just yesterday, he finally had an answer for them. But it wasn't, I'm sorry, I should not have said that. No, it was, I was frustrated. Frustrated at what? That children in your school are white?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's the weird. So who is this Tony Baird?
Yeah, so he's a superintendent for this school district. And then there was, of course, an equity training, right? I'm using air quotes here.
Right.
Equity training for the staff at this school. And, I mean, the things that are said during it, anything from, I know you summarize it, but the superintendent recommends books by political activists like Ibram X. Kendi, which, as we all know at this point, like, he is just a race-baiting individual, charlatan, mm-hmm. who
right.
definitely should not be, no one connected to our school system should be connected, should be recommending and endorsing this individual's writings and books. The training was provided by a consultant. Who's also the director of federal and state programs at the Thomas School District. So again, someone else who is employed by these school districts. And mm-hmm. he said he's drained, the superintendent, he's drained from white people.
Does he look in the mirror? I mean, this guy is white, right? I mean, he's a white guy.
I know, and that's actually the first thing I wanted to say was like, so just so everyone's clear, like quite a cell phone because he himself is white. I
yes.
don't know if he has kids, but
yeah.
This is his family. Like people don't choose their skin color. You know,
right.
I thought we got past that we shouldn't be looking at people's skin colors as any basis of anything. And so the fact that he is saying this, I mean, he shouldn't, any parent in that school district should call for him to step aside.
Because
it's personal at this point. He's insulting families in his school district.
Yeah, and I will say that he was a bilingual teacher, so so he has that influence in education that's part of his dossier. But still, again, he's just he's got caught up in the contemporary language and the attacks of the day. Is that you attack all things that are godly, all things that are white? I mean, it's like, you know, how far is that going to get you? How is that working for you? Because, you know, at some point, there's going to be pushback. And this is all ignited by the Tony Birds of the world that are participating in this. I mean, there's no reason, you know, I mean, there's no reasoning, there's no moderation. It's just, we're just going to let it all fly. And the things that, you know, because you've been cocooned and you've been in your silo and you've been able to talk to others who think like you, you think that everybody thinks this way. But this is really truly a minority perspective, is it not?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And that, I think, should be reassuring to us, parents,
yes.
your listeners. That is a minority view. Unfortunately, you know, it's the fact that it's even... that people like Tony even feel comfortable saying this, it is concerning. It's alarming, right? And so
yeah.
I think it takes the same people that to call it out and to
right.
make sure that it doesn't become a trend and doesn't continue to grow. And I think something else that it was actually said by another board member that I want to bring up that I think is quite telling was this board member had mentioned something, white fear, right? Again, air quotes here, and states mm-hmm. that children are growing into this racism. And also that it is the job of schools to prevent this. And that there lies a huge problem, right? That there's a lot of, and again, I don't want, there's a lot of fantastic teachers out there and administrators, right, and staff. It's a difficult job. But also, there's a handful that they believe that their job is to replace the values in kids that the parents are trying to teach them, right? So as parents, like, we deserve to have the right to instill the values that are important to our families in our children. Unfortunately, then you have kind of this counterforce in some of these radical teachers and administrators and district officials that want to push their values and views on kids, and that shouldn't be happening, right?
Exactly.
Parents should have a comfort mm-hmm. and confidence level that they can send their kids to school to learn math, reading, science, all the things that we used to learn in school, and that they don't have to worry about these other things and opinions and material that shouldn't be, you know, in front of children, but being forced on these young kids. And so,
yeah.
you know, so a huge problem there that I think really was exposed in this statement.
Well, the challenge that we have here, your statement, though true, is that, you know, this is a small minority, but yet this minority has a majority voice, it seems. They're given a lot of place, you know, a lot of room, you know, to where you've got, you know, gender optional bathrooms that exist. Young girls are raped and violated because somebody who some young man who decides to, channel his femininity uses the bathroom and abuses a young girl. You can't believe, you know, you can't imagine the impact that has emotionally on the young girl, not to mention the parents, the family members, and you know, and this is happening. Schools are about indoctrination these days, and these good teachers are being, in a sense, overwhelmed, sadly. And this is why it's up to, you know, parents, it's up to us as Americans to reclaim this important institution of education. The fact of the matter is, Michelle, as you know, the institution, ever since it came about and you had the movement for public education, they came into it with an agenda in mind. It wasn't about education. It was about power and control. And this is what they've been able to exercise. And here we are 120 years later. And they're well entrenched, and it's like suddenly we're waking up, and you know, I think we can look at, in some senses, COVID was a blessing because we saw with our eyes, now we're seeing for sure what's going on in these classrooms, and at every turn, I mean, it is shocking, but this is why you've got so many parents that are just taking their kids out of public education. I mean, we're paying for this, and the kids that are left behind are being subjected, based on our taxes, you know, to this kind of indoctrination, and this is unfortunate. We have got to reclaim public education, do we not?
Yeah, absolutely. Parents want neutral classrooms. Teach our children academics about the fundamentals that they need to be successful adults. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Well, like you said, I mean, there are the basics. I mean, to sit there and waste school time and talking about gender confusion, you know, how to put on a condom and some of these disgusting things that are being taught to these kids in school, parents are waking up to this reality, Michelle. Michelle Exner has been our guest, senior advisor at Parents Defending Education. Where can our audience go for more education and more information?
Thanks so much, Bill. We are at defendinged.org. If you're a parent that's interested in the future, the current education, the future...
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with Skyrizi, Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
Skyrizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
With you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got from Tennessee's 5th Congressional District in the United States House of Representatives, the Honorable Congressman Andy Ogles joining us now. Congressman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me, and thank you for all that you do for spreading the word of truth and conservatism across the country.
Well, and I appreciate you. You and I are joined at the mind and hip here, Congressman, because we both believe in limited government, lower taxes, and greater freedom, because at the end of the day, it's all about freedom, isn't it?
It is. And imagine that we simply ascribe to what our founding fathers intended. And if we could get back to that, I think some of the chaos that you see globally, some of the chaos that you see domestically would go away, because we're getting back to our core principles that have made us the dominant predator, the lone superpower in the world. But the moment we abandon our roots, the rest, history is yet to be written, but it doesn't look good, quite frankly.
Well, no doubt it's been hijacked by one party in particular. When they, in 2000, with their party platform, decided that God was no longer to be a part of their party platform, they were on a progressive move to really attack everything that was a tradition. You know, our institutions, our values, even our Constitution. This is why, I find them to be rather disingenuous when they talk about democracy. First of all, in America, we do not live under a democracy. This is supposed to be a democratic republic. But they've hijacked the language to, fashion a narrative that is bamboozling people. And the people need to understand that, this is their government. This is their country. This is we, the people, that this government is able to operate on based on the consent of the governed. But unfortunately, the governed have been manipulated, and they've been flat out lied to. And this is why we're in the mess we're in right now, in my humble opinion, Congressman.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look at the transgender issue. I mean, regardless of where your listeners are on that spectrum, but you have 0.1% of the population that I would argue ascribes to that. But yet we're forcing this down the throats of our children. And so suddenly a very large or a very loud but small minority of the population is changing curriculum for our kids. How about we get back to the basics of writing, reading, and arithmetic? Let's do that and forget about all the social engineering. But anyway, I mean, again, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but as I sit here in D.C., I just landed, I'm frustrated with we have these huge issues facing this country, and it's distraction after distraction. Meanwhile, we're being invaded at our southern border.
Yeah, just as an additional issue, because we're ignoring these principles, these foundational principles. And, Congressman, it is frustrating for you. You're right there in the belly of the beast. You know, we're outside of the Beltway, and we feel for your frustration. I mean, first of all, I mean, you are part of the House Freedom Caucus, and, there's reportedly, you know, some tension there, which there should be. I think that's positive to have a positive dynamic tension within a group of people who can hammer these issues out. And I don't see, I don't see the Freedom Caucus packing up their marbles and leaving Dodge, do you?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, again, it's frustrating. You know, we only have, you know, one-third of the government, if you will. But look, you know, as a freshman, I've authored 99 pieces of legislation. I've gotten 37 of them passed through the House of Representatives. I've gotten 3 of them signed by the president. And so you keep attacking, you keep trying to correct course and try to save the republic. I didn't come here to quit. I didn't come here to lay down to the D.C. elite. I came here to fight for my district, to fight for my state, and ultimately fight for my family. And in doing so, I'm fighting for yours.
Well, and this is why we say repeatedly that we need to have reinforcements, you know, for, you know, conservatives, because if we're going to take our country back, we need a power, force, and commitment of, you know, a breed of courageous patriots who want to come back, because the deep state is deeper, I think, than people realized.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was one of the surprising things when I got here. And, you know, I'm not trying to sound naive, but, you know, there's a lot of Republicans, quite frankly, love them to death, they're my colleague. But when they go back home to their district, you know, I'm ranked the 4th most conservative member of Congress, to give you context. So they sound like me in their district. But when they come to D.C., they don't act like me. They don't vote like me. They don't put forward the same pieces of conservative legislation like I do and Eli Crane does or Ana Luna or Andy Biggs or some of the others. And so there's this kind of two sides of a coin. But look, you know, I was the grassroots candidate when I first ran. I don't have a filter. I'm very polite, but I don't have a filter. It gets me in trouble sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you. But that being said, the people in my district, they know where I stand. And
exactly.
We can fervently disagree on an issue, and we can go have a cup of coffee otherwise or afterwards. But they know I'm up here fighting. And if I get it wrong, I'll go back to my district and I'll say, hey, here was the mistake. Here's how we fix this, and then this is how we move forward. And we've got to get back to that. Look, our founding fathers weren't perfect, and they didn't get everything right. But they laid out a template and a roadmap for us to be the God's gift to earth. And we have an opportunity to save that, always liken our economy and, quite frankly, our country to the Titanic. It's a big ship, and it turns slowly.
Right.
And we know that we need a correct course. And if we don't, there is a catastrophic collision ahead. But I believe there's still time, and that's why I'm fighting.
Well, Andy, you got to admit, I mean, there's some foundational issues for the elected officials. When, you know, and you entered as a freshman, and I'm told this is the case. In fact, Tulsi Gabbard echoed this just the other day when she had said that, you know, when you go in for orientation, you're told immediately that your number one job as an elected official is to get reelected. So what does it take to get reelected? Well, it takes money. And the money is at those Beltway cocktail parties in those areas that, you know, the leverage pullers of the bureaucracy, the K-Streeters and that are going to dictate policy. And, you know, for some, they justify and feel, okay, it's worth the compromise. But I appreciate your honesty and your integrity that you're holding to your commitment to your constituency. And that's what we need more of. But, you know, this has been a, unfortunately, a long-standing tradition that's it's been held on the Beltway, and it compromises our government and the legislation that is produced, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I think even right now, when you look at this, the tension with the speaker and will Marjorie do the motion to vacate mm-hmm. or not, I mean, that kind of same mentality is where we're at, right? You know,
right.
You know, let's protect the majority, protect the majority. I would argue if we're doing the right thing for our country, the rest will take care of itself.
Right.
So don't compromise with the Democrats. Don't pass the same pieces of legislation that Nancy Pelosi would pass. Let's not do the things that Barack Hussein Obama did that put our country on the wrong course. Let's do what Trump was doing. Let's fight. Let's be bold. Look, and Trump's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We all know
right.
that. And full disclosure, I've endorsed Trump and he's endorsed me. But that being said, he had policies. This country was stronger under Trump. This economy mm-hmm. was stronger under Trump. This country right. was safer under Trump. And
exactly.
There's no denying that. Absolutely. I think that's why we're going to win in November. We're going to win the Senate. We're going to win the White House. The real question is can we stay on course? Can we fight the good fight and retain the House of Representatives?
Exactly. And, you know, this idea that we're losing House members, you know, before the term is up, when you've got such a small margin, you know, to hold the majority. I mean, the last thing we need to happen is for the gavel in midterm somehow or even in the latter term to be turned over to Hakeem Jeffries.
Well, and, you know, and even Trump was critical, you know, in the last week or so of Ken Buck and Gallagher for leaving mm-hmm. early. Look, they made a commitment to their districts. And
exactly.
with the timing of Gallagher leaving Congress, that seat will go unfulfilled until the next election. So those people don't have representation. So, look, I understand there's extenuating circumstances. But that being said, to vacate a seat and to leave it unrepresentative is really a disservice to not only his district, his state, but to the country.
Yeah, without a doubt. Congressman, you're a member of the House Financial Services Committee. What is your main target in these remaining days of this, this session?
Well, you know, for your listeners, you have A, B, and C committees. A are the hardest to get on. Financial Services, one of those A committees. And arguably, it's the nerd committee. It has to do with banking and the economy and interest rates and those sorts of things. But it also deals with all of those agencies, all those alphabet agencies that over-regulate our economy. And so to your question is we're really trying to push back and put them back in their place. Because what you've seen, and we knew this when you look at the EPA and so forth, mm-hmm. that certain agencies were rogue. They had too much authority. They were abusing their authority. But under COVID, what you saw was every agency do that. Every agency go rogue. Every agency push too far and take too much authority. And as members of Congress, we've got to take that power and pull it back. Because now what you have is you have, whether it's the ATF regarding guns or the EPA environment or some of the myriad of financial regulators, is they are creating legislation, which is the job of Congress, but they're doing it by simply passing a rule. They mm-hmm. don't have that authority, and we've got to put our foot down and say enough is enough.
Well, Congressman Andy Ogles, I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show. Look forward to, you know, keeping the door open. Light's always on for you. You can come back. You're welcome. Give us an update. We didn't get a chance to talk about this measure to rename Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C. after President Trump. Maybe next time we'll get to that. Okay, sir?
Absolutely. God bless. Thank you.
God bless. Thank you so much. Take care.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.